Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Working at events leading up to the super big game. Go to meritamerica.org/super and see how you can sign up for super career training in HR, logistics, data analysis, and much more for free. But time is running out. Apply by November 24th. Don't miss this super opportunity. So go to meritamerica.org/super. Super fast.
There's a party at your house, but some are uninvited. Yeah, it's bugs. You've got ants, spiders, maybe a mouse or two. It's a full-blown shindig. But don't let these party crashers ruin your good time. Visit atgopestcontrol.com and let them show those pests the door permanently. Because when the only guests you want are your friends, leave the pests to them. Visit their website today, atcopestcontrol.com, before your house becomes a full-blown infestation. Call 888-900-9697 now for 10% off your initial service.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Call 1-877 Cars for Kids to reach a friendly live agent. Donation's super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now, 1-877 Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K to donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Did you know you can donate real estate too? Go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
In San Diego, kids are standing up against big tobacco.
We are here to discuss the urgent issue of vapes being sold near schools and other places where people gather.
I was enticed, like so many others my age, and this is exactly how the tobacco market was trying to get me to react, and I was completely unaware.
Today, over 100 California communities restrict tobacco sales near youth spaces, like schools and parks. Learn how these teens and other Californians are beating big tobacco at undo.org.
To 15-year-old Harper, buying an $80 vintage rock t-shirt is a great investment. To Harper's mom, this logic has a few holes in it. So she helped Harper open a Wells Fargo Clear Access banking account. With no overdraft fees and tools to track spending, Harper's learning one heavy metal tee at a time. However you make money work, Wells Fargo can work with that.
Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/deposit disclosures for fees and details.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Get ready for the return of the legendary rock group Motley Crue when they come to the Bay Area September 24th at Shoreline Amphitheater with Tesla and Extreme. For more info and a chance to score a pair of tickets, courtesy of Live Nation, enter our contest online at 957thegame.com.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and four eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement. 256 gigabytes. $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
You know, unlike last night at Chase Center, there's a lot of pressure building right now in the studio. Because Steven Rizzotto has put together... He texted us last night. Or was it this morning? It gets a little hazy sometimes.
Can't remember.
And he says, I got something for you guys at 11 a.m. I got a voice, a guest, a piece of sound... Pasta, I'm going to give the floor to you, and you can help set us up for something that I, quite frankly, know nothing about.
I thought
about.
We got to guess.
Well.
Oh, oh. Oh, that sounds like the phone, Evan.
Man, you went through a lot of production.
Evan and Dan, as you know, all guests on 95.7 The Game.
Here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
All right, we got a mystery caller, so you guys are going to have to guess who this is. So he's on the line right now. Go for it.
Hello, who is it? You're on with Evan and Dan.
You can't just ask who it is.
Oh, we got a guess.
Hello, a pleasure to be here.
It's Kevin Dana.
Wow, DeBone, that was money.
Gucci! Are you serious?
Boom!
Wow, the unreal voice recognition there by DeBone.
Dude, that took him 3 seconds. What's up, KD? How you doing, man?
Hey, doing swell. Happy to be on the program with you. Oh, yeah, I was stoked when Rizzotto hit me up this week to let me know I'd be on with you guys.
Yeah, well, okay, so in all honesty, I did not know you were coming on, and I did see that it was a 408 number, but I have to admit that I don't have your number memorized. I was hoping, though, Kev, you can help us with something. So
okay.
We were talking about broadcasters, of which, for those that are... Kevin does, you've heard him for the Warriors, he obviously is the voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors, fills in for Tim Roy when he's in and out. So, if...
Valkyries?
And the voice of the Valkyries as well, thank you, Dan. So... KD, if Tim Roy, hypothetically, was to get ejected from a game on the road, would they call you and would you be able to call the game immediately remotely?
So in that situation, I think we'd be in a world of hurt. R.C. Davis is a magician. I'm not sure he'd be able to pull that one off. I will say, during the COVID season, I was like the COVID backup broadcaster. So in case someone tested positive, because you had to test to go into Chase Center every day, back then, home road games, we were doing all of them. Like I would go just in case Tim Roy tested positive. Now he never tested positive, but like I have been like a COVID emergency broadcaster before.
So Kev, you know, we were talking a little Bill King as we were going back to the 1975 heyday. And of course they had the celebration last night out at Chase. Yeah. And Fitzgerald was talking about this on the broadcast, how Bill King really influenced him to be a broadcaster. I'm just curious, who was it when you were growing up, or was there anybody that you're like, yeah, the light went on, and you're like, I want to be that guy? Or what sort of led you into the profession?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to Bob Fitzgerald and Tim Roy. So, like, those guys, definitely big influences. But I was almost more influenced by talk radio. Like, I grew up listening to the Doghouse on Wild 94.9, JB and Elvis. Those were, like, my idols. Howard Stern, I listen to Howard Stern to this day still. So, like, I love, like, talk radio. And, like, I eventually figured out I knew that I wanted to do play-by-play. But, like, the art of just, like, listening to people chat on the air, I don't know. I just got enthralled by it. So, like, those were the – and then I was a big Braves fan on TBS. So, like, it was Skip Carey, like, that Don Sutton, like, that crew as well.
And then I'm curious, too, because I feel like sometimes I'm still trying to figure this out. But, like, so your style, for those that have listened to you, it is unique to you. Like, I would consider – if I hear you, like, I know it's Kevin Dana. You're not trying to emulate, impersonate – that's uniquely you. But as someone who's done it for a long time, when did you feel like you developed your voice, like really kind of owned it the way that, again, people hear now for the Valkyries and when you fill in for the Warriors?
Yeah, no, good question. Thanks, Evan. So it's funny. Before, like, I got the Santa Cruz job, or right before I was about to do my first game, I remember, like, R.C. Davis telling me, who is a great producer for the Warriors, I love this dude. I, like, yeah, he's been one of my biggest supporters. Like, don't be like one of those guys that just goes crazy all the time. You know, no one like really likes that. And I find myself like just going crazy all the time. It's like, I don't know. There's something in me where, like, if people tell me something to like to do something one way, I just like kind of do it the other way. And like not out of like trying to disrespect anyone. I don't know. I just got this little anti-voice in my head. But like, I'm just generally, like, excited to watch basketball. And so, like, the line I would tell people in my head is, like, I'm sorry I love basketball. Like, if you don't like my enthusiasm, I don't know, I get up for these games. It's basketball at the highest level. What's there not to love?
So, Kev, you're a Stanford guy, right?
Yeah, Stanford guy, but for the big game, go Bears, because I worked sidelines for Cal football for 2 years.
Yeah, this is a Cal show. So
there we go. JKS, baby.
So
you know the story.
Tell me this.
You told the hell damn world this is a Bear territory.
You go to Stanford. Wow. Like Stanford, man, there you got to have some friends who are like, my God, man.
Yeah, you're going to get killed for this.
Bro, what's happening here?
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to the game today, in family seats. All of them Stanford people. I will be going in neutral clothing. But I'm going to say what's up to Justin Allegri, the great voice of the Bears, hopefully at some point. And, hope for win number 7 of the season.
So you, Fleming, you know, it's becoming like you're not Syracuse necessarily, but get some broadcasters coming out of the farm these days. But I'm thinking Stanford, shouldn't you be like, I don't know, you know, developing the next AI product out in Silicon Valley? I mean, isn't there that pressure? Like, come on, man, you should have been retired 3 years ago from some, you know, some startup in tech that you sold out. Like, how did you get into broadcasting out of Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, I was too stupid to be doing any of that tech AI stuff. I don't know. I always wanted to get into broadcasting. I got into Stanford. Probably didn't hurt that I had some family members that went there. If I got in on my own rights or Operation Varsity Blues, who knows? I don't know. When they accepted me, I was like, well, I can't say no. I'm going to do this broadcast thing. Like, Dave Fleming was, like, just starting with the Giants at the time. So there was, like, a little bit of a roadmap there. Troy Clarity, whose voice is Stanford's, he was doing his thing. I think he was in Pittsburgh at the time when I was in school. So like there was like a KZSU, that's the community station there. There was like a little bit of a roadmap there. And, we had like a, you know, we covered sports. I worked for the basketball team and it's like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I know like people are supposed to make like $500,000 a year when they're 23 graduating for Stanford, but, that wasn't going to be the case with me.
All right. So I got to get you out of here on this, Kev. So correct me if I'm wrong. You did, was it the Milwaukee and Indiana games?
Yes. I started the losing streak.
Well, they did turn it around temporarily, then it seems like Tim is caught some L's lately, so it hasn't really mattered. But as someone who saw maybe like last night was a bad game. There's no doubt about it. But I still think that the Pacers game was probably the worst loss of the season. We've seen highs, we've seen lows. You've seen it all. Like, where are you at with the Warriors right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've seen for three straight years, like these early season, like lulls. And I know they started 12-3 last year, but then like right after that, it really got rough for a while. I'm tempted to believe that like at some point in January, February or March, they're just going to like, they've closed all these like last few seasons post winning the title in 2022. And even that season, they won the last five games, but they're going to turn it around. But like, yeah, that game last night was tough because, you know, they're starting a two-way guy in CD Sissoko. Shaedon Sharpe's not playing. Caleb Love buries you for 25, 26, whatever he scores. And it's like, this is a game that the Warriors have to win. Like, in this five-game homestand, I'm thinking 4-1, and the one loss wasn't to Portland. It was, you know, you hopefully split OKC and Houston. And now you're gonna have to make one up somewhere. And you're going to have to make a couple up somewhere because you don't want to be hanging around 500 in the Western Conference for too long.
Yeah, no doubt, Kev. I'm kind of right there with you. Well, I know that this was supposed to be a little more of a drawn-out conversation, and Dan DeVona, as typical, ruins everything. But I sincerely thank you for taking some time out of your morning for us.
Thanks, Kev. No, thanks for having me. Appreciate jumping on with y'all.
Absolutely. That's the great Kevin Dana, KD. You can catch him, as always, calling Santa Cruz Warriors games. He fills in for the Golden State Warriors, and during the summer, he's the voice of the Golden State Valkyries.
You couldn't recognize his voice?
Well, you didn't really give me much of a chance. It took you 3 seconds.
It's kind of like Name That Tune song.
So I'm pretty bad at the quick recognition games, like the Jeopardies or Trivia Nights. Like I need time. I got to sift through things. I got to think through things. I don't just blurt things out because they come to the top of my mind.
Yeah, to me. Well, and by the way, that's so random. Why Kevin Dana? Like, how did this?
Because we always talk, like, you guys always talk, especially play-by-play, right? Play-by-play is a big topic, whether it be outside during breaks, on the air.
He was like the last guy I was thinking. I was going like, I was like you. You're
Then how did you get it so quickly?
Because I'm good.
Part of me is a little ticked off, Dan DeVona.
I'm special. You should know that by now. You're
not in a good way.
Your fiance's name's Adriana?
Fiance's crazy. Adriana?
Adrian?
Adriana.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I thought it might have been her, like you. I thought it was like, oh, he's proposing today. This is it.
Pasta, just promise me if and when you propose.
Do it here.
It's on Warriors This Week.
On Warriors This Week with Dan DeVona, telling them that I have a special guest coming on.
Yeah, we're going to roll a fat one for you. All right, so, I'm actually... See, you're lucky. Like I know.
Go ahead, segue. Put this back on the tracks.
I know Kev pretty well. You're actually lucky because I would have sicked Kev on you about Kevin Harlan.
I destroy both of you.
You don't destroy anybody in this argument. You are on an island, marooned with an
Wouldn't
SOS.
Be the first time.
You are. You are castaway when it comes to Kevin Harlan. It's you and you alone.
What is it that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What do you like about Kevin Harlan's delivery?
He's just good.
Good is somebody that
he's crisp,
gets
he's
out,
clean,
of,
he knows
gets out of the way. And it is so much about him. Why don't you, you think I'm alone? You are on Dan Patrick's show, right? Like, why don't you see, you always see like a lot, the Al Michaels, you give me any of the top broadcasters right now, and they make the tour of whether it's Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, all the legends will have them on frequently.
Well, Al Michaels is Al Horford right now.
No, but my point is that there's a level of respect. Dan Patrick will never have, he has, but it's infrequent, someone like that of Kevin Harlan, because Dan Patrick and I are like this. We're on the same level.
Yeah, because
like,
he can talk to the Dalai Lama. Was it need to talk to Kevin Harlan?
No, but he likes to bring on broadcasters, but he brings on guys that you know he respects and that he enjoys talking to. That aside, it's just, it's too much about him. I'm telling you, it's too much about his cadence. And it's too much about my catchphrases. Once there was a guy who ran onto a field and was chased by the police.
The guy was drunk.
That
was Kevin Harlan.
That was the call?
The guy was drunk.
Is that what that's? Yeah, and he had to go through
his
whole.
He's bare-chested.
The guy is drunk.
Beating his chest. He's at the 50. He's at the 40.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's pretty good.
Nah, that's too sticky. It's too much about you, bro. It's like.
Well, who else? How are you going to talk about a guy streaking on the field in the middle of a play?
Well, they usually don't recognize those things, man. You just say, yeah, there's a disturbance. You're like, I guess it's different strokes, different folks. It's just not for me, man.
They should recognize those folks, and they should have the camera on them. I don't care if it.
No, I'm with you there.
They absolutely should show everything.
Yeah.
Actually, if the person is naked, then no.
Would they do that on a 49er broadcast?
No.
Evan?
Would they do? No. But wait, so have you ever
what do you think of those 49er radio broadcasts?
Simmer. Well, they're not on our station, so I can't really comment on
it. Just curious. That's whether they would cover that.
That's how I'm going to duck that. But have you ever been at a game where there's been a streaker or someone who's drunk and on the field?
Yeah, I have.
Did you enjoy it?
I was at, so just, you shouldn't have gone down this road. Time for Gather Round. It's time for Uncle Danny's storytelling.
I figured
time.
You'd have something for this.
Yay! I went to a Riddick Bowe Evander Holyfield boxing match. For the championship, Caesars. And this is when they would have boxing matches at Caesars Palace outside. I don't know if any, I used to be one of those that would go to Vegas back in the day. And so this was past the pool outside where they had an outside arena, okay? Televised by HBO. And I was actually, I believe I was credentialed for this thing. It was the strangest sporting event I've ever been to my entire life.
Was this when you were dating the stripper?
No. not cricket. Okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the fight, and these two are trading blows, man. But I was there with a buddy, and it's outside, and I'm like, hey, man, that hang glider up there, whatever that thing is, dude's like getting close. My buddy's like, what? He's like, look at this fight. This is crazy. Bose has got him buckled. He's like, he's got him on the ropes. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm into it as well. But I was keeping out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, this dude's getting awfully close. We get to like the seventh round, and this guy beelines it for the ring while Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield are trading blows. And you can imagine all the Gucci row and all the money that's right around the ring. And this guy gets caught on the turnbuckle, right? And so this huge, this propeller that he had, whatever it was, this huge mask, it goes like all over the people in the front row, and he gets caught up in the ring. He tried to fly into the ring. There's absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. So he went into Evander Holyfield's corner. Evander Holyfield's corner, they don't know what to do. They start beating the guy. They just start wailing on the guy. People in the stands are like going, started running for the exits, thought it was the end of the world. Meanwhile, Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe are staring at one another. There was word that in Caesar's Palace, there was absolute chaos, that people were just, you know, stealing chips. And like it was Armageddon for about a good 20 minutes there. It's like, how in the world am I actually even witnessing that? So, yes, I have seen these sort of disturbances in the middle of a sporting event.
Well, it seems to me like if there was one event in sports,
you have no comment on that.
Wouldn't want to disrupt, it would be boxing. Yeah. I mean,
he was Fan Man. It's actually an interesting documentary that you would really appreciate.
Fan Man.
Yes, he would do this, and he was really sort of a fascinating guy. But look it up. His name was Fan Man.
Okay. Well, I just know that oftentimes, because I've seen it happen, it's happened at a Niners game that I've been to. It's happened at the Coliseum multiple times, at a Raiders game and at A's games. And each time, the individual gets absolutely buried.
Yes.
Like, that's the one, that's the one time where there is no sexism involved. Like, if you are a man or a woman, you are getting dropped like LaRonda McClain suplexed Darren Sproles in 2008 at shortstop. You are getting dropped down. And it just seems wild
never
to
ends
me.
Well.
Well, but why would you want to drop in the middle of Evander Holyfield?
Yeah.
Like, those guys, I mean, I guess it's security too, but you are going to get beaten to a pulp, especially in Las Vegas. Although, I got to say, if you were going to go in a certain way, like, you know, because what's it in a... Have you seen the movie Fever Pitch? When Drew Barrymore, like, drops into Fenway Stadium?
Yeah with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
That's where Jimmy Fallon met his wife. She's from Marin, by the way.
In the movie?
No. Well, so the...
Drew Barrymore
Drew
and Jimmy
Barrymore.
Fallon in the movie Fever Pitch.
Yeah, so Drew Barrymore's production partner, they started their own studio, is this woman who is a local. She's from Marin. And so those two, I know this because they met in a restaurant in Seattle, Washington. And so that was their first movie from their production company. And so through Drew Barrymore, Jimmy Fallon married her production partner. They have these, I don't know the name of their
okay.
company.
Gotcha.
The two of them started this production company.
Flower Films.
Interesting. Yeah. So in the movie, though, in that final scene where Drew Barrymore drops down to, like, sprint across, she, like, sidesteps Johnny Damon or something to get to Jimmy Fallon, the whole time I'm just thinking, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. She would be absolutely pummeled if she did this in real life, which is what happens to most fans. But if you're going to go in a certain way, if you're going to really do the whole, you know, Oscar award-winning entrance, sounds like a hang glider is the way to go.
A man with a motorized paraglider known as Fan Man crashed into the ring ropes during the seventh round of the second Holyfield-Bowe fight, causing a 20-minute delay. He was not a fighter, but a fan named James Miller. Look up James Miller. He flew into the outdoor arena in Las Vegas, interrupting the boxing match.
So you saw that live?
Yeah, I was there.
It was Dan Devone that flew into the arena?
I didn't fly into the arena.
You're Fan Man?
No, I'm not Fan Man, but I was there, man. And it was some crazy stuff.
And then they made a documentary about this guy.
About this guy, yeah.
Was this the first or last time that he did this?
No, it was, he tried to do it I think he was shot down somewhere else. Like, no, he tried to do it somewhere else.
Well, you're describing him like he's a paratrooper on D-Day.
He was.
Just kidding.
But he was an interesting guy. I want to say, and I don't know his backstory, and I know that he had some terminal illness that maybe was he had at the time, but I know that there was something. His backstory is really sort of fascinating.
Mm.
Anyways.
No, the best, I don't know if it's sports documentary, but like, would you consider tightrope walking
no.
an athletic?
Just like bowling and chess, no.
Well, you have to be more of an athlete to walk across a tightrope than to play chess. It demands more athletic ability than golf.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Are they athletes? Certainly. You're going to ask me if it was a sport.
No, but I'm saying like the documentary, Man on Wire. The best documentary.
Like back in the day when these people used to do it on like high rises in New York City?
Yes, the guy who did it across the Twin Towers.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. And it's as much of a heist documentary because he has to break into the place in order to even set up the tightrope as it is about him and his process of basically training to tightrope walk the Twin Towers. And the footage is ridiculous. I don't know how they got a camera crew up there to film this whole thing, but the guy talks about this mental process of like taming the rope. Like before you, well, as you're preparing for it, you obviously, you know, that's what you do. But the moment you're out there with no gear, you fall, you die, you have to mentally, I don't know if it's be one with the rope, but the process of doing that is he goes and lays down in the middle of this rope. And I believe he's a French tightrope walker.
Yes. Why does that ring a bell?
I forget his name, but
Philippe Tite.
Yes, this guy's a legend. It is probably the best documentary. Well, maybe not the best. I'm hyperbole. But one of the best documentaries I've seen. So I'll watch, what was it, Landman?
Fan Man?
Yeah. I'll watch Fan Man if you watch Man on Wire.
That sounds fascinating. I would really enjoy that. It's sort of like these people that scale mountains, like Mount Everest with no support, like no, you know, some people have, you know, they're tied to the rock or they have something that they're tied to just in case they slip.
Well, what's it called? Is it the Alpinist or Alpinist? That is also a great documentary too. It's about this Canadian kid who all he wants to do is scale the tallest, toughest mountains in the world.
Yeah, that.
And it took a crew to go find him in the first place because he has no interest in being filmed. It's purely all for self-discovery and enjoyment. You know, he's on the spectrum, but that's just how he operates.
Wow.
Like he just goes to different places around the world and scales these mountains, and that's how he feels alive. All right. Well, we got a half hour left here. We're going to find something to talk about on the other side, I promise. This is Warriors This Week.
Is it?
With Evan Giddings and Dan DeVone.
Al Horford when you need him?
I blame pasta. We'll be back after this.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Something to clean up before we get back to the phone lines, Dan. Again, Evan Giddings, Dan DeVone, Warriors This Week. From the 510 and the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, my favorite area code, by the way, during the 1979 Cal-USC football game at California Memorial Stadium, a hang glider pilot landed on the 10-yard line, stunning the 76,000 spectators in attendance. Details of the incident, the hang glider pilot, his name was Tom Cardos, who took off from a ridge in Strawberry Canyon about a mile away from the stadium. Did not know that. You think we're going to have one of the big games today?
No, I do not.
It's at
like
Stanford.
I don't think you can. You know, I want to say because post 9/11, like all that sort of space is well sort of monitored, and I don't think you can have some sort of a flying contraption in that, unless you want to, you know, get gunned down.
Also, well, the big game usually does sell out. It's pretty good. I unfortunately can't go today because I have to do a broadcast later.
Who's favored? Oh well, Stanford sucks. So.
Well, they're both not that good.
No, Cal's much
better. Cal should be favored.
Yeah.
It's on the road.
Is Cal going to a bowl?
That's a good question.
They got to win today.
Yeah, I actually think...
They still stuck on 5 wins?
No, they're 6-4. Boom, okay. Baby! 9th in the ACC. JKS taking them to the Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl.
Is Saga coming back?
So I got a source.
Oh, wow. Joe Starkey.
No, it's
not.
Oh,
we're not playing
Joe
mystery guests anymore.
No, it's not Joe Starkey.
Stop. You ruined that already.
Yeah, you ruined our mystery guest bit. Pasta put in so much effort and work. This guy was up all night trying to find us somebody that we wouldn't know that had a, you know, kind of that voice that was a bit ambiguous, and you just nailed it on the first try. It's not even fun. We ended up talking to him about broadcasting, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that was painful.
No, Jiren Keave Sungapulutele. I've heard from a, we'll just say, you know, sizable alum in terms of pockets. They're cooking up something to bring JKS back. Now, I don't know if they have the oil money that a lot of these SEC schools do, but the number that I've heard, it's up there. That's all I'll say.
How about Peyton Manning's? Well, it's not Peyton Manning's. It's his nephew. So it's Cooper's kid.
Arch Manning, yeah.
I mean, I haven't followed Texas all that closely, but all the millions of, I want to say that he's number one in NIL money, or at least close to it.
And I thought it was Mensa.
Well, one of those two, but he's not very good, is he?
Well, he...
Is he playing better?
I think the hype he hasn't lived up to. Actually, someone was telling me about his numbers, I think it was as of last week, was a lot better than I thought based on what I've heard about him. I mean, God, the guy's been playing like, you know, he plays for Missouri State or something. You'd think, the way that people talk about him. But that Texas team is pretty good. They got a good defense. He ain't JKS, though. I'll tell you that.
Come on, JKS. Stick around, buddy. Plate lunch for life. Whatever it is that you need. Come on, man. Do the right thing.
He's going to need a lot more than plate lunches.
Don't be Mancuso.
All right. Who's that?
I don't know. Who's the quarterback in Indiana?
Oh, Mendoza?
Yeah.
Well, that guy's going to be a Heisman candidate.
Oh, but so what, man?
It's unbelievable.
Be loyal. Come on. Stick around.
Two years ago, if you had told me that that guy was going to be the quarterback of an undefeated team headed for a potential national championship game, I would have told you, you are crazy.
Right.
All right. Let's get out to the phone lines and bring on our guy, Mitch.
Oh, I was going to guess if it was Mitch.
Mitch in New Jersey. What's up, Mitchie? What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, shit, I could talk about a lot, but I guess I got to keep it with Golden State Warriors, right? Happy holidays.
Back at you.
You know my outlandish takes. I think we're like middle of the pack, so I wouldn't mind Anthony Davis, Zion, if you don't have to give it much, but I would love to trade Butler. I'm just not a fan of Butler's game, his attitude. And let's play the Utes. Call a little line from my cousin Vinny. Anyway, you have a nice day. Have a nice holiday.
Wait. So, Mitch, hold on. Let's go back to my cousin Vinny. Let me give you the line right back. So, what's a Ute? Remember?
Frank, I remember.
You know who the judge was?
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn from the Munsters.
The Army Munster. Right.
Good knowledge, buddy.
The Dodgers should have signed him back then.
The Dodgers?
Just because you're 6'5 doesn't mean you're an athlete.
Who? Oh, so Fred Gwynn got a tryout with the Dodgers?
No, I'm just assuming because he's 6'5. And
gotcha.
Of course he... Yes.
All right, Mitch, you should have gone out on top. All right, Mitch and New Jersey.
Mitch and New Jersey, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. Oh,
do you want to be on
Mitchie.
Top?
Oh, man. Dude, you I don't think you realize what exits your yap.
This is pasta with all these sexual references that, I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, is that pasta speaking or is that Dan Devone?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with what it is that your trashy mind's going to.
I'm salivating. See, there's sometimes.
Oh my God, I'm salivating.
Your mind is in the gutter. Sometimes when you speak, like since during the week I'm behind the board, my mind thinks in drops.
That's funny.
Like anytime I hear something, I just think about a drop.
Mind thinks in drops.
Or the way that you phrase something means that it could be a drop.
Hey, can we get back to load management?
Oh, yes. Okay, here's a cut. I know you wanted one.
Oh, no, no, that's not why.
About Ramona Shelburne,
ESPN
wants to talk about the regular season issues related to the style of play.
Most of the people I talk to about this issue, they say it's really just about the style of the game right now. guys are just running so much more. It's so much. It's you can find all kinds of data on this. The amount of wear and tear that players are putting on their body now. It's not just from coming up from their youth days and college and AAU and all that. It's in game. Like in game, the way they play now is just a lot more taxing on the body. And I don't know how you change that. I still think you got to come back to some sort of, you know, shortening of the season, et cetera, but that's not how the TV contracts are written. And that's not how the, you know, the player contracts are written. No one wants to give back money by not playing as many games, but somehow I think we got to end up there.
That's Momo.
She's spot on. And it's this conundrum, Bev. Like, what do you do? You can't have a sport where over 50% of your stars, every single team now is missing somebody, and 50% of your stars are out. And this isn't just sort of an outlier. This is sort of the NBA as we know it now. And she's right. The game is so fast and so sped up right now. And the whole thinking is, theoretically, is like, well, let's run before the defense can set up. And while that makes sense, look at the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers, now you have a lot of teams because it's such a homogenous copycat league, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Pacers ran more than anybody last year. But look at the Pacers this year. They got three guys out with torn Achilles. Like there's a price to be paid to play at this tempo. And so as a result, not only are you missing stars, but also it's part of the reason why you have load management. And getting back to the Golden State Warriors to bring it back home to Warriors this week, here's Steph Curry for the second straight year not playing in Miami. And I get it, but I don't get it at the same time. You know, that's a major market. And then Steve Kerr, who we all love, he's a bit complicit here because he knows damn well that none of those guys are playing, but he didn't say as much in his pregame press conference. He's like, yeah, we're not sure. I'm not going to release that information yet. And here's the other thing is I hope to God that they don't have that. They used to do those tier pricing. Remember, like you would pay a certain amount to watch Utah play, but you would pay an even higher amount to see, say, the Lakers come to town. Like it wasn't equivalent. You would pay more.
It's the same thing here at Chase Center.
If you're doing that to Miami Heat fans for the Golden State Warriors, you're ripping them off. Like that's a ripoff. Like, I want a rebate if that's what you're doing.
Well, that's what was frustrating. I think it was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me.
I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It was the day after someone either texted or called into the show and said, it's BS. They bought those tickets because it's the only time they go to Miami. So a Warriors fan living in Florida bought those tickets, I think preseason, for him and his family to go watch the Warriors. And not only did he not get to see Steph, he didn't get to see Jimmy. He didn't get to see Draymond. Now, Kuminga had a legitimate injury, and I'm not sure he wanted to see Horford. But it's like you get, instead of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, Pat Spencer, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Buddy Hield. And it's like, that is where I feel like you're getting cheated. I mean, we're fortunate that we can go to a lot of these games if we need to, and we've seen stars and all the rest. We've followed these guys for their whole careers. But a lot of people don't get to do that. And one of the beauties of the Warriors and their number one valuation across the NBA is you have a ton of fans. That's the reason why they're as big as they are, is because the Warriors are of interest nationally. Well, that also means I feel like, and she's right, that it's not going to change, and I'm not really sure how you do it, but to me, there is a responsibility to being the number one brand in basketball. Whether it's the Lakers, you know, the Knicks, now the Warriors over some time have kind of grown into that team. You do have a responsibility to show up each and every night for people who only get to see you one time. You know, even a couple guys, like there was a guy last night at the game who is a big fan of the station, and he penciled that Portland game because it was affordable. You know, the Blazers aren't one of those teams that cost you a pretty penny, even though you do have to pay a lot of Chase Center. So he goes with his girlfriend, and I'm talking to him after the game, and, you know, it's all sad, Warriors lost, yada, yada. And he goes, man, you know, I just feel lucky because that last game at home, you know, I don't think Curry was going to play because he had the illness, and, you know, he wasn't sure Butler was going to play because he had the back issue. And that is always in the back of people's minds. And to me, that's a problem. When you have people thinking about who isn't going to play, you have people more concerned about the injury report than the actual performance on the floor. And that, to me, is what the NBA is most associated with right now. It's guys missing games. It's not Curry versus Jokic. It's not Giannis versus LeBron. It's, well, maybe Bron's going to play, and maybe Giannis is going to be out there, but we can't depend on it. And if I was a normal fan, an average fan, that would deter me not from watching, but definitely from going to a game.
I'm with you. I think they have a responsibility, especially when you're on the road and you're playing in somewhere like that in New York, Miami, where have you, that from a marketing standpoint, because Steph is Steph, you got to play. You have to, for the sake of the sport, you got to take one for the team, so to speak. And I'll take it a step further. I mentioned I like, you know, Rick Barry and I like Charles Barkley, and I like the fact that these guys just speak their mind, but they don't do the league any favors. You know, when Charles Barkley is telling you that the league sucks, that I used to play through pain, this load management is what's hurting the league, and he has that platform and he's doing it show after show, him and Shaq and company, and it's a big shtick. Let's not forget, at the end of the day, they work for the NBA. And those television platforms are an extension of a lot of money that the NBA pays for those rights, or the other way around. But it's the NBA that, at the end of the day, they work for. And I would blow in the air, and if you'd say, well, listen, it's Charles Barkley. Come on, man. You can't limit him. Do you see people on the NFL in similar positions that are doing studio shows during the course of a game talk about CTE or talk about everything that's wrong with the NFL? I would rein them in as well. And the reason is because I think we've gotten to a point. This is a serious problem. They're either hurt or they're being load managed, and it's the way the game's being played. And none of those three are going to change anytime soon.
But I think for the NFL, and also loop in Major League Baseball with this too, a lot of the older guard, their issue is not with the availability of stars. It's with the style of play. Or it's with the game itself. The issue with the NBA, I mean, some people might not like how fast it's played or how many threes are taken and all the rest, but I think the biggest issue that people have is the availability of players. It's when I turn on the television, I don't know who I'm going to see play. And that's a problem because that's really why I think a lot of people struggle to track a sport that they're just getting into. You know, one of the, like, I like hockey, but when I was getting into it, it was really hard for me to track at first because of the line changes. Okay, just imagine that there's a line change every game. Like, you don't know who's going to be out there. And I'm not saying the Warriors are going to sit all three guys every single night, but load management to me is, it's almost built into the sport. And now, I understand why.
Yeah, but how do you fix it?
I mean, you're not going to because greed is going to stand in your path. I mean, the money has to continue to go up. Valuations have to go up. TV contracts have to go up.
Nobody's shortening a season.
No, I think the only way to do it would be to maybe shorten a game. You know, have them play 40 minutes like college instead of 48. But even that would be going backwards, I think. You know, it should be, but it won't. And I don't know if there's any way to sort of, like maybe like a possession has to take a certain amount of time. You remember like remember middle school, like all five guys have to touch the ball before you shoot. You know, maybe that's a way to kind of slow the game down because to a lot of the medical points, it's not that the game is faster than it's ever been. The pace per 100 possessions is faster than it's been since 1999, but it was 127 possessions. Their pace was at 127.7, where right now it's at 100. So it was way faster in 1960 and 1961. There were so many possessions. But the guys were not as athletic. There wasn't as much wear and tear on their bodies because they were just physically smaller. Now, the human body is not made to play as fast as these players do, to run the amount of miles that they do and play in a condensed amount of time the amount of games that they play.
Not to mention, go watch games from the 70s or the 80s. If you're playing defense, you're just sort of they throw the ball into the post. The ball goes into Patrick Ewing. You double the post. They pass out of the post. And everybody's just sagging in the middle, right? And that's the way the game was played. And they go ISO, and then you have like eight guys just with their hands on their hips just watching two guys go at it. The game today is so extended that when Steph crosses half court, you got to pick him up. Why? Because he's at the logo. He's in his range. And that's true for just about every basketball team. Now, you've got to pick up like, you know, 90 feet from the hoop. And everybody's picking, everybody's extending. Everybody is like, there is so much more requirements physically to play the game of basketball than ever before. And as a result, because players can cross over and shoot and step back threes, you can blame it on Steph or whomever. As a result, defenders now have to come out and meet you. And so the game is played so far from the hoop and it requires so much wear and tear and stress on those quote-unquote lower extremities, which is why you see guys pop tires like every other day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just players that are older. Like, actually, I was talking about it last night after the Portland loss, but one of the things that's concerning to me, Dan, about the Warriors is that they've been pretty healthy. Like, they only have one guy right now who's missed multiple games. Well, Curry did, but it was because of an illness. Like, they've had one injury so far that has cost them multiple games to a player in their top, let's say, 9 or 10. That's Kuminga. Curry hasn't been hurt. Jimmy hasn't been hurt. Draymond hasn't been hurt. And that's probably eventually going to happen.
No, bro, what are you doing, man?
I'm just saying, like,
that is the kiss of death. All three of those guys are going to be pulling Achilles' heels in the next game against Utah.
But Jimmy Butler plays an average of 60 games a year. Like, that's just what happens. Whether he load manages himself or the team load manages him, he doesn't play on average 75 games a year. And Wemby got a calf strain. Giannis has a groin injury. You just go down the list. LeBron is just getting back from sciatica. That's an old man injury, so a little bit different.
Oh, I got a LeBron line, but keep going.
You got sciatica?
No, but LeBron James, so he came back and the team's played well. He had 12 assists. And hear what he said afterwards? He's like, I can play with anybody. I can play with anybody. Really, LeBron? You, of all people, can play with anybody. You've traded more dudes. There's a graveyard of people that you've traded going back to your days with Cleveland, with the Los Angeles Lakers. You don't play with anybody. You play with people you want to play with.
Well, he can play with anybody. No, he just gets over them after 6 months.
I'll play with anybody. Bro, this is the LeBron James love hate that I have with this man and probably a lot of other people. He's so amazing. And him coming back, I'm like, yeah, go LeBron. But then he just has to like ruin it with that. I'll play with anybody. No, bro. You traded away everyone.
Well, he himself might get traded this February.
You want to take a last call and guess who it is?
Oh, yeah. Guess who it is? Well, I don't know who it is. Actually, I do know who it is. It's Ryan, who's in St. Louis. Ryan, you're our final caller. What's up, man? How we doing?
What's up, man? Hey, shout out to the Dreamville hoodie, though. I see you, my guy. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, Ryan.
For sure, man. Hey, good seeing you guys again. I talked to you guys maybe earlier this year, man, once before, but good to see you guys. I wanted to mention about the pace of play, though, that y'all haven't made reference to. What is such a big issue of the Warriors getting a five who could demand some type of post presence at all? Because I know you talked about how the game has been stretched out 94 feet. They guard him step by time. He comes past the half court. There's nothing wrong with getting a post player periodically. Not saying you have to switch the whole dynamic of the offense around to this guy, but we no longer talk about throwing the ball in the post calls fouls. It caused the game to slow down a little bit where the other guys that we see, like the center who played us last night, who tore us up, they don't have to play on the other side against the Warriors. They don't. They don't have to play. Like, they're not guarding anybody at the four and the five position, so they never get into foul trouble. Physically, they never have to do anything but just to kind of watch and observe. And throughout this season, we got to have somebody to slow the game down, get the free throw. That's why it was so good last year. Jimmy Butler slowed the pace of play down and the turnovers down. See, we love this fast-paced offense when things are looking good and the ball is going in. But then when those baskets don't go in and the turnovers go from being 12 turnovers a game to 17, 18, 20 turnovers a game, it doesn't look as pretty. And you don't have that old-school firepower that you once had. That's why I always keep asking people, what's the issue with bringing in a five-man that can do something around the rim, that can cause the game to slow down and put these other guys in foul trouble so you can slow the pace of play down? It's not mandatory that you go out here and shoot threes every game.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory. Nobody's forcing you to do these things.
You know what? I think he just...
Thanks, Ryan.
He made me think of something.
Sorry, we're kind of up against it, but I appreciate it.
But I think, like, you know, if sports are cyclical, that's what, and we're seeing the big man come back. Maybe that's what's going to happen. We're going to go back to basketball in the post as a result of all of these guys getting injured because of the pace of play and because it's so sped up that maybe things are just going to get slowed down the way they were in the 80s.
Well, and I would say to Ryan why they haven't done that is I think they swung big once, they missed with Wiseman, and I kind of feel like that's just turned them off of the idea of it. I don't know why. I mean, I agree. Like, having someone who can rim run and be a presence. Like, Donovan Clingan's a good player. I think he would help the Warriors right now. But they haven't been able to find one of those guys, and they haven't really looked to identify them. Maybe that's what they identified at the deadline. I'm not sure. But
Kevin Dana! Oh, sorry.
Oh, is he on the line?
No, it's Tourette's. I'm sorry. Kevin Dana!
On that note, Dan.
Get out of here.
Where you got going tonight? The Galloping Gales. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Moraga.
You love the Galloping Gales. No, St. Mary's is taking on UC Merced.
Oh, nice.
So they play at 7:30. So I'll have the call of that on ESPN+.
Sweet.
Yep. Looking forward.
What do you got? What are you and Adrian? Adrian!
Gonna go see Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Oh! Do you want to tell the people why she left you hanging last week?
Wait, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. That's,
the Magician movie.
Oh. All right. I'm out.
I'm blanking.
No. So you were supposed to see this movie last weekend, right?
Yes.
So this guy crammed. This is the third one. This guy crammed.
Are we doing another hour?
No, I just want to say real fast. This guy crammed two movies into one night. Had never seen him before. Doesn't like movies. Doesn't watch them. Crammed two movies into one night to watch it the next day. Then his girl said, actually, I can't.
Because this next one is the third movie. So I had to watch the first two, and I watched it quickly the day before. And then the next day, we didn't end up going to see it.
That's love, man.
You lost 4 hours of sleep.
Hey, in all seriousness, would you get married in the city? Because I won't leave the city if you're going to do it in like wherever you hang out, like, you know.
Yeah, you're invited, Dan.
Awesome, man.
Evan, you're invited too.
I am going to be so liquored at that open bar that I'm going to embarrass you and Evan and everybody else that's affiliated with my name.
Kevin Dan is invited too.
I'll go shot for shot with you. And we'll go shot for shot next week right here, same time, same place, 9 to noon, Warriors this week, 95.7 the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.